Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are welcoming in co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ, Rusty Mansell. And our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, how are you doing today?
Man, I just remembered I forgot Bojangles today.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I
did.
Doing
did you notice how fast I ran out there a minute ago to see if you were here?
I got to do right. The whole deal was I wouldn't do it on Georgia Florida week.
Yeah,
and then
you could have sent me off to Germany with a happy belly.
None of us are Mississippi State fans.
I tell you what, the last time I went to Germany for 8 days, as soon as I got back to the United States, I ate like 9 plates of ribs, pizza.
What can I ask you? What's the food like over there, Rusty?
Yeah, it was. God, like I call it heavy. Like a lot of just.
Like a schnitzel, like a beef and potato diet.
Like gravy on like roadkill.
I wasn't real impressed.
Now, I will say I flew into Frankfurt, and I went to a very small town.
Okay.
That had like I think I stayed in some dude's basement for like a week. I never saw him.
I
was working for Pirelli Tires.
Yeah, I was going to say you had a hostel there.
Should I order every meal? Would tell them to hold the sauerkraut
or put the ketchup?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I would get some ketchup.
Can I get some ketchup with
you guys? Got any ranch?
That Wiener Schnitzel.
Can I just get a pretzel?
It sounds like you just need to stick. You need to stick to hamburgers, Bo.
Yeah,
stick to hamburgers.
Do they have them over there? I don't know. I don't know. I remember.
Didn't hamburgers come from?
I know that they're from there. It doesn't mean they have them.
Frankfurt was cool.
Yeah.
Frankfurt, it was cool.
I'm going to be in Berlin.
I was an hour from Frankfurt. I didn't see a street light for like 6 days.
I got a lot of pushback on a college football topic I want to bring you in on.
got anything to do with Georgia?
Not particularly.
Okay.
But maybe.
Right. The SEC.
I was making the argument yesterday. And Georgia's different because they have an SEC loss. Bama does not. And I was making the argument that if Bama were to lose, Bama's got 2 fired coaches coming up in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I was making the argument that if Bama were to lose in the next 3 SEC games, it would not hurt my feelings because they're not playing in Atlanta probably at that point.
I tell you, man.
And they're also probably getting a first-round home game at 10-2.
I'm going to tell you something. Georgia fans are so mixed on this, and when I bring this up, they rip me a new one. I could care less about playing in Atlanta.
I could, too.
Georgia lost Carson Beck in that game.
Yes, that's a actually did not think
Georgia
about that. It's a
Carson
phenomenal
that
point.
Game. You know what I mean? Like
a phenomenal point.
You lose your quarterback, and the Gunnar Stockton story is great and all that, but he wasn't. He gave a half, okay, against Texas with some. But as far as game planning against Notre Dame and all that, they weren't ready for that. I mean, you lost Carson Beck. Alabama were to lose somebody like a Ty Simpson in that game, it's not worth it.
Be cooked.
It's not worth it.
And Georgia has 2 SEC games left.
Yes.
Right on that. They've got Mississippi State, and then
they have
Texas. So there you go.
Mike took a lot of heat for that. Mike took a lot of heat for that.
And he's right. Bama fans are split on that conversation. The SEC championship game does still mean a lot to a lot of people.
Lose a player to that caliber in that game, and Alabama fans would be like, hell no.
100%.
We want no part of that. Because 100%. I understand the value. I understand of winning an SEC championship. But – Alabama and Georgia don't go back and look, hey, we were SEC champions, but we lost in the first round of playoff game.
I said this to somebody yesterday on Twitter, and I said, there's a reason when you look at the Alabama helmets, like on the game day set, they have an 18 on them.
Yeah.
Not a 30
yeah.
for SEC championships, the 18 for nationals.
Yep.
And that's really what the end goal is. And to me, it's not like you could win the SEC and you get a first round bye, but did you really get a first round bye? You just played a top five team.
Correct me if I'm wrong. All four teams got a bye last year lost. I think all four of them did.
Is that right?
Ohio State didn't get a bye.
They played Tennessee at home, yeah.
I was going through it. I was like, Ohio State didn't, Notre Dame didn't, Georgia didn't.
I think all four teams lost.
Texas didn't get a bye. No. Arizona State did. Yeah, sorry, I'm just going through it.
Yeah,
in my head.
No, you're right. I just think it's an interesting conversation.
And Oregon lost.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's look, man, and I know we're all college football fans, and we've been programmed for this. It matters in December and January now. 100%. It doesn't matter December the 3rd. It matters January the 14th, 15th. Then,
if it matters,
it's still an SEC. Well, okay, I get it. You don't, but guys, there's. Well, I can say there's bigger goals now with an expanded playoff.
Can we just say that it's already been said out loud? The commissioners, Sankey said it out loud last year when he was trying to figure out, or early this year, how to change up the format. If it mattered so much, they wouldn't want to put the like play-in teams that they think need to play into the playoff, into that game.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the unique thing about Georgia is, and I don't think they will, I'm not projecting this to happen, but you still have a massive – top 25 out of conference game for Georgia. So you could in theory lose to Georgia Tech and still play in the SEC championship game and risk a third loss before you go to the playoffs. So where is that for the seeding and everything else?
And that could that be something they try to work in, where if you go undefeated, if one team goes undefeated in the conference, and I don't know how you would do this, but if you go, it's almost impossible to go undefeated anymore.
Yeah.
And it's really impossible to go undefeated in a conference anymore. If somebody did though, I mean they shouldn't be burdened with playing that extra game.
The two teams that make it to the SEC championship are getting in.
I think you and I talked about this. I don't know if it was on air or not, but we talked a few months back about the idea that the SEC championship game turns into a play-in game for the playoff. Like the SEC, whoever the top two seeds are already in.
As a seeding.
Right, and that was one of the things that's going around with the committee, and then all of a sudden it becomes a seeding game where it's like, because last year when you had Bama, Ole Miss, South Carolina, like if you had two of those teams match up in Atlanta, you'd be like, hey, this is how we're going to figure it out. But
that should tell you right there how coaches, you know, higher authorities in college football, and even maybe some of the players feel about the game. They're going to try to win it if they're in it. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not overly important.
I can tell you right now, and none of them would admit it. But if every SEC coach, if you said, hey, you can skip that game and have a home playoff game, and have those 2-3 weeks to chill.
Come on.
I promise you right now what they're taking.
Yeah. Because you don't think Lane would admit it out loud? I feel like Lane would be the one guy.
Well, like, you know what, man? I'm taking or leave it. I'm good.
Well, and take a school like Ole Miss who's trying to win an SEC championship. That might be different.
That's a good point.
To them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, he could add that to the history there because not many. But to win in that building would be a big deal. But I'm just telling you, man.
Win an SEC title there, brutal. You're getting a statue.
It is brutal, man. Too. And also throw in the factor that that's National Signing Day now, that Wednesday.
Oh,
so get prepared. God. Hey, what if you're Alabama, Texas A&M playing for World War III that week? And then, oh, by the way, on that Wednesday, you got National Signing Day.
Ding.
Hey, let's not game plan today because we're going to make sure that the next class signs and
man,
stay on your phones
nuts.
All day. Oh, that's another great decision by them.
Rusty, what was up with the running back rotation against Florida? It looked like Bowens didn't even – I don't think he even played the first quarter, and then he gets in late. He's the beneficiary of a hole that I probably could have ran through late in that game for that touchdown. I'm not taking anything away from him. But is he in there late because of ball security issues?
I don't know that. I think, you know, coming back from that calf, my gut feeling is maybe you see some tightness pregame and you're not so, you know, as the game goes on, adrenaline's flowing. He's like, coach, I can do it until he actually gets in and does it. You know, I think he's dealing with a little bit of this calf deal, but, you know, he comes in 9 carries for 70 yards and, you know, he just looks different, man. I know Nate Frazier. I'll say this too, though. What you like to see, Mike, you know this as a former player, when Chauncey Bowen scores that touchdown, the first person that runs down there to get him is Nate Frazier.
100%.
Like, that says a lot.
Tells you a lot.
But I will say this, that George is different when 33's in there. I mean, he looks different to me. He's got a little bit more bounce, harder to bring down. He runs kind of weird, man. It's almost I can't describe it, but he doesn't look smooth, but he's got an extra gear. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to go to the Mississippi State game this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
What's your antenna up as far as upset alerts?
Yes.
Is it how are we talking about, like, 1 through 10? Give me an upset alert number.
This is a damn 7.5.
It's up there.
Because they should have beat Tennessee. Had Tennessee beat.
Should have beat Texas.
They damn sure should have beat. They were up 14 on Texas in the fourth quarter and lost.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody that's beaten Mississippi State is having to score like 35 and 40 points. They got two of the fastest wide receivers.
Play hard, man. God, they play hard.
And that quarterback is a fifth-year guy.
If the SEC standings were based on GPS trackers and heart rate monitors, like Mississippi State's at the top of the list.
Man, you just feel like they're going to get somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Arkansas. I mean, they had Tennessee beat.
They had Texas beat.
They had Texas beat. And you just – listen, I might have made my final prediction, but I'm telling you right now, I don't know if Georgia fans want to hear this. This might be a 41-34 game. This might be a 41-38 game.
No way, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man.
I feel like in these situations, their I have strengths, more faith in Georgia than Georgia fans do.
Their strengths match up with Georgia's weaknesses because you can't get to the quarterback. If you don't get to this guy, he can deal you up. They got two wide receivers. Kirby said it was the fastest wide receiver they faced in the last 3 years, and that probably goes back to Jamison Williams. I mean, this guy's explosive. Then you got Anthony Evans, who's a former Georgia player. You think he's not ready to get some of Georgia? This is a 10-300 guy.
Ooh,
you got to get to him. Now, they can't stop the run. So that if you're Georgia, you're like, okay, let's get after them. Let's shorten this game, and let's put that offense on the sideline and be able to run the football. Because they have had issues stopping the run. And I think, you know, the run game travels. And if you can do that, establish that early, I think you'll be okay there. But, man, they're going to have their hands full. I'm telling you right now, if you're a Georgia fan, get your mind right because you're not getting a Saturday off.
Wow.
I know we got to go, but should we hear more about Jeff Lebby and his name out there for some of these openings? Because I think he's done a really good job there.
He's done a great job. Got to win a few of those.
Yeah.
Had he beat Tennessee or Texas, probably. I don't want to say this because I want to piss Mike off this late in the segment. I don't know why Ryan Grubb's not getting
more mentions. Dude, I haven't even brought it up because I don't want it to become a thing.
Why isn't Ryan Grubb getting more mentions?
Stop it, man. I'm not here for that,
dude. What he's done with Alabama. I would endorse it, man.
I
would love for him to
get a job.
Glenn Schumann.
Well, here's the deal. With Ryan Grubb, though, I wonder how much that little failed experiment in the NFL hurt his brand.
Good.
Because
nobody's talking about that now.
But hold on. He comes back to Alabama, and he's got I'm joking a little bit, but he's got daddy again, and now they got a quarterback that knows how to run their system, and all of a sudden
a
he looks
Bama
great
fans
again.
Fans think Ryan Grubb is daddy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them watched Bama last year, and that failed experiment, too.
Let me tell you something.
He's also got a first-year quarterback starter. Now, this guy's an experienced guy, but he's got this guy playing like a top three
pick. This guy's willing to do the things that they want him to do. I'm not sure how much Jalen Milroe was worried about winning games at Alabama and winning,
a
draft.
On Glenn Schumann.
Here's
retaining
my question.
Glenn Schumann.
Okay, so here's
that?
The last thing I'll say real quick. I know we're trying to get out of here. But, okay, Auburn, LSU, and Florida at some point, Penn State, and Arkansas, all these schools are going to feel – what's that going to do to Memphis? What's that going to do to Tulane, South Florida? Some of those schools are going to lose their coaches. Would Ryan Grubb or Glenn Schumann take one of those jobs? Because I promise you right now that I know the behind the scenes on Memphis and Tulane, and those two schools have NIL money, and you can win there right now. Mm-hmm. If you go there and win 2 years from now, you get those jobs. So I don't know how – there's going to be a really big trickle-down effect. I had a college coach telling me this week, and I didn't think about this. He goes, Rusty, how many kids are going to sign December the 3rd? And be in the portal before January because of coaching change. Never make it to that campus.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think about that.
Huh.
I didn't think about that. So think about this. You're December the 4th. You're like, heck yeah, man. We got a number two class in the country. Guess what? Your coach left. And guess what? 9 of those kids are in the portal.
We got to go to break, man. But is this the last year this is going to happen, though, right? Because now, from now on, when the coaching change happens, don't they have to wait until the new coach is hired?
Yeah, but once that coach is hired, you can go in the portal before.
Yeah.
Just like Julian Sain did, he came there and left.
Man,
I didn't think about that because they sped it up to December the 3rd. You're gonna have a kid assigned with school X for December for the coaching change. This kid's gonna go, hey man, I'm not coming. I'm going into portal.
Wow,
that's insane.
That's insane.
Yeah, I forgot.
That's a whole other segment there, brother.
I was going to say, we are the latest show.
I was going to say, next week, Rusty, we got to get you for two segments or something.
Oh, man.
We could go on and on about this, but we do have to go. Thank you so much
appreciate
for stopping
it.
In, Rusty. Appreciate you. That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. You can catch Rusty with Steak right here at 9 a.m. And coming up, we're going to flip back over to the Falcons-Colts matchup next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass about to take your calls because, yes, we have AC/DC tickets. Call now, 404-726-0929. Two pair going out right now for the Power Up Tour on Thursday, August 27th, 2026. At Mercedes-Benz. Tickets are provided by Live Nation, and tickets do go on sale tomorrow at 10 at Ticketmaster.com. 404-726-0929, and good luck. Now the clock is ticking for takeoff for the Falcons and Squid over here to head over to Berlin. So I asked yesterday, I'm a little afraid to ask right now, but are you packed?
No.
Surely.
No! How are you not packed for an international trip?
Well,
what is it? Four nights? One, two, three.
No, it's Friday night, Saturday night, and then I'll be home. I'll be on a plane. I'm gonna be on a plane tonight, and I'll be on.
Oh, you could. Okay, so you're not counting tonight as a night.
No,
because you're gonna be on the plane.
No. So I'm. They actually had a chance where we could take a luggage drop, but it just happened to be the same hours of my show, and not to mention the fact that I mean, I could have. I'm sure I could have. They would have accommodated me.
Our show.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Our show,
yeah.
Allie's show, Mike's show, Dylan's show, my show, our show. There, you better? You happy?
I am, actually.
But I'm just going to treat it like a two. I'm going to treat it like a two-day trip. I'll just take my regular carry-on. I will, you know, like I'll just pack. I'll pack like I normally do. Really, I overpack anyways for the one-day trips. Like. I load my bag up for a one-day trip.
Will you guys have the lay-down seats on the plane tonight or today?
I'm sure someone will, but we won't. Yeah. They're called players.
You're like, I will be laying across four seats with
yeah.
the armrest.
Probably not even, but I am sure that the players will have it. I think we got I think we have a 3-3-3.
Oh, it's not. Oh, so it's just not like I can't remember who it was last week. I was looking at the double decker.
We when you were playing. We flew a couple of double deckers across to the West Coast, I remember.
Allie, what he's trying to say is when you were on IR, which is fine. I was not involved in the double decker trips, but
I really wasn't taking a shot like that. When you're on the team, when you were a player, I didn't know.
I didn't want Allie to look at me and be like, why don't you remember that? Like,
well, there was a couple of trips that you took that I wasn't around, like 10 and, 10 and 11.
Seattle. Man, I used to love the West Coast trips. So, we always have random places we'd work out at. So, yeah, like in Washington, mm-hmm. University of Washington or Petco Park out in San Diego. Good stuff.
Do you guys pack like you're a different person? You're going to be a different person on the trip? Like, oh, okay, I need a book. Oh, I should probably take two because I'll probably finish the first one. And then
but not the same. I pack like, oh, I'm going to dress up when I go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, let me get jeans and let me get an outfit that I can go to a nice steakhouse for, knowing good and damn well I don't ever go to a nice steakhouse. It's always a sports bar so we can watch games. So, yeah, I do. But the book thing, no, it's just
or like all the workout clothes in the world. I'm going to work out every day while I'm on vacation.
I was like, let me throw the Kindle in there.
I do work out on the road, actually.
Okay, good for you. Glad you had to throw that in there.
What? No.
You're better than us.
Oh, yeah. You know, miss, I'm going to run 20 miles and let everyone see it. And you were going to come at me about
Rusty
saying
just
I
said
work
he was
out
unfollowing
the road.
You. Rusty yeah. just said he was unfollowing you because your posts about your exercise.
I was like, hey, guys, just ran 17 and a half miles. Yeah. All is well. You know, I think I might go, I don't know, like, you know, clean the house now. Yeah. Just I'm got like, all this energy.
Hey, post a picture, a screen grab of your running app. Prove it. I don't believe you.
As I'm pounding a donut or something.
You know what would happen if I ran like 1.7 miles and tried to post a video right after? I didn't.
Mike, why are you laying on the floor? I can't get up. Help me.
Well, this is going off the rails.
Well, you started it. I'm sorry.
I did start this. So we got to talk about this matchup that's happening on Sunday. Once you finally arrive, do you have any last concerns about the Colts defense, Falcons offense?
I think there's a lot to be concerned about. There's no doubt about it. I think – tell me if I am wrong on my train of thought, Bo.
I definitely will.
Okay. I feel better – about the Falcons' offensive matchup with their defense than I do our matchup with our defense against their offense. And that's because I'm not a huge believer in our offense. But I think that the way that their offensive line plays and the way our defensive line has looked against the run, I think that is a very bad matchup. But I also look at their secondary, their ability to be good on third down and some of that, and I'm going, okay, our offense hasn't been great, but I feel better about our offense than I do our defense in this matchup coming up this weekend.
I see it slightly. I think the fear that you have is that they are going to control the football, run the ball down our throats, and
You're saying is I'm being a Quentin Nelson fanboy, which is fine.
Well,
I am.
It's not just Quentin Nelson. In fact, can I just will you allow me to
sure.
Peel the curtain back?
We'll do that. Yeah, how the sausage is made.
You probably heard this, Allie, but. We're watching film this morning, and we were trying to watch their defense versus our offense.
I know what you're about to say.
And their offense pops up against the Steelers defense. And Mike's like, oh, God, he's so good. His footwork. Oh, he might have the best footwork I've ever seen. Watch his hands. His hands don't move.
But I wasn't talking about Quentin Nelson, though.
No, you weren't. That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
So and he goes on, and I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, he goes, look at their center, Tanner Bordellini. He's so good.
You had to check the name pronunciation.
He's so good.
He is. He's good,
he goes,
dude.
Look how his hands don't move.
Oh, man.
And he takes short little athletic steps. Oh, he's never unbalanced.
When
he's talking like he gets more passionate with it. Yeah. I'm like, dude, like.
I geeks out about something.
You made it sound a little sensual. Like, I wasn't that far. I get a little passionate about it. I get a little passionate about it. It's all good.
Allie heard it. I mean.
It is what it is, man. He's a very technically sound player. And don't have to go in the weeds on it, but when you can move your feet very quickly and your hands don't budge, you are going to be in good positioning as an offensive lineman. And that boy, he is. I mean, he's got the triangle with the head and the hands just ready to freaking unload on somebody, and
there
it is
awesome. A sparkle in your eye as you're saying this right now.
It's like my Instagram profile handle says, I love my wife, I love my kids, and I love good offensive line play. And that is what I stand on. I stand on business with that. So that's how I feel.
Well, there are two things that Atlanta loves most, brunch and the Falcons, and you can have them both. You can join me and Bud Light for the battle in Berlin between the Falcons and Colts. It's a special Sunday morning watch party at Park Tavern in Midtown featuring a brunch menu, DJ, and specials on Bud Light. This party is going to start at 9 a.m. Hang out with Freddie the Falcon and the cheer team. Win Falcons tickets. Compete in Bud Light's football toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas. To compete for Super Bowl tickets, must be 21 plus, and please drink responsibly. It will be 9 a.m., so underline that a little bit.
Yeah, this is a small hurdle.
Oh, yeah, the one time I didn't go and didn't have to work the game, I was like, man, hungover at 3 in the afternoon.
That's such a weird feeling, isn't it?
It really is.
All right, coming up, Braves made some changes. We'll talk about that, and we've got our Life of Squid.
Charles Barkley he speaks perfectly about LeBron and his future. And I'll tell you what he said next. Morning Show, Sports Radio, 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is 8:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan has filled me in that it was Mickey from Noonan and Michael from Carrollton that won the AC/DC tickets. No worries if that's not you. We've got another pair tomorrow. So congrats to Mickey and Michael. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We've lost one member of the morning shift.
I mean, imagine if this was me. The judgment that would be going on right now. I'm just saying. There would be a lot of judgment going on. Like, ugh.
When Rusty's in the building, this tends to happen. Mike just wants to go talk stories with Rusty because he's got some amazing stories.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about, like, you know, Mike said he fanboys over Quentin Nelson. I'm like, dude, you fanboy more over Rusty than you do Quentin Nelson. I'm just going to put it out there. You know that's going to get back to him also.
Just see the casual stroll.
I mean, look, he doesn't even know we're on the air. He's like, I just do whatever I want. I'm the All-American. I mean, whatever, dude. It's cool. Rusty's out there. You don't need to talk to us little people.
I was complimenting one of our cohorts, Steak, and the conversation they had with Quinn Snyder yesterday on the air. I thought it was a phenomenal interview.
Mm-hmm. That was so important that it couldn't wait till maybe, you know, we weren't on the air.
We were in deep talking about the Hawks and their performances so far this year. And I thought, you know what, man? They're so good. This is Bo's show, and he can run it without me.
Well, you, my goodness.
You know, the funny thing was, is you reminded me that it was indeed not my show, that it was our show. And
I'm in here, man.
You're in here now. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about the Braves because they made some changes yesterday. I feel like the headlines are just going out left and right. So former New York Mets pitching coach Jeremy Hefner is going to be replacing Rick Kranitz. Antoine Richardson is going to replace Tom Goodwin. Braves also released Freddie Gonzalez and are exercising Chris Sale's $18 million option. So if you thought the Walt Weiss selection as manager was a little vanilla, here's your spice.
Status quo, it is not.
We're changing things out.
I went on a tangent earlier about the Antoine Richardson hire, about how he's going to be the base running coach, which I think is just, I mean, a chef's kiss to what this team needs. I think you've got to play with more speed. I think you've got to be more aggressive on the base pass. I think you had that a couple of years ago when you won all those games and, you know, Ronnie's setting the record with the 70 steals. I think having somebody else in this lineup, and I don't know if that's Michael Harris or Jerkson Profar. I don't know. Maybe whoever's going to play shortstop, maybe that's the key. You got to find some more stolen bases. You got to find more people that can go first to home on a gapper that can really press the envelope and put these defenses in a bad situation. The Rick Kranitz one, I'm a little bit taken off guard by. I'm not sure that I saw that one coming. Mm-hmm. I thought, and I said it yesterday, we've done a phenomenal job. If nothing else, have done a phenomenal job at developing pitchers and getting the most out of the arms that you have that are a part of this organization. So to see Rick Kranitz and everything that comes along with that kind of be sent packing, it was a little bit shocking to me.
Do you think Rick was shocked?
No.
Because when you get a new boss, aren't you kind of like,
well, I was going to say,
one way or another.
And he already knows Walt Weiss. Yeah. And I don't think this was necessarily Walt Weiss's decision. Maybe I'm wrong on that. It doesn't feel like this is a decision where Walt Weiss comes in and everybody that's been his coworker, you know, like all of a sudden is out the door.
Bye.
I mean, can you imagine? You know, wouldn't that be a little bit weird to be? You'd be a little bit shocked if Bo all of a sudden was in charge of our jobs and he was like, hey, Dylan, Mike, Allie, I'll see y'all later. I'm actually going to bring in three new people to hang out with me.
Y'all would be safe. There might be some other people, right?
But that's my point. That's my point about Walt Weiss getting this job. You have to think that Rick Kranitz on some level was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, we're just kind of status quo.
Well, we also don't maybe look, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm normally not. I have my moments, but I'm pretty sure that the entire staff was told go ahead and start looking for new things. So it might have been one of those situations where Kranitz was like, "Hey, I think I'm gonna take a year off, or I am looking over here. I've got this. I'm probably taking this job, so don't worry about me. And that could have been a situation, too.
Definite possibility.
We don't know. I would have liked to have seen Kranitz back. I think he did a really it always feels like Rick Kranitz has done a really good job. And we saw this with Leo, too. For whatever reason, this organization is really good at it, is bringing guys in that have either went through a rough patch or injuries, same thing, I guess, and kind of revitalize them. Also, taking young guys that come up and are kind of green and helping get the most and develop them. What's the guy that came up right from Double A? I don't know why I can't even think of his name. Broke his elbow this year.
Schwellenbach.
Yeah, sorry. I just blanked. Spencer Schwellenbach came up from Double A ball. Kind of got hit. He got hit, but didn't get really just hit hard his first couple of starts. And like six starts in, dude locks in. All of a sudden, he's just phenomenal. And Rick Kranitz deserves a lot of that.
I think of two names outside of that because I think Spencer Schwellenbach has a lot of talent. I think of guys more along the lines of a Grant Holmes or like Ronaldo Lopez, where you're like, how did we turn these guys into? And of course, you know, can be streaky at times. Ronaldo Lopez gets the injury. How do we turn those guys? At times, they're all-star level starters. Mm-hmm. Bryce Elder, that first year, you know, the first half he had a couple of years ago, and goes to the all-star game. To me, that's a Rick Kranitz thing, and I hope it is what you're guessing, and you might be right. Where Rick Kranitz is like, hey, I'm going to look elsewhere. Maybe it's time to go to a different organization. I hope that's the case. Because I think that's one that if your pitching staff falls off at all, that is something we're going to look back in the mirror and go, man, we didn't realize what we had in Rick Kranitz. He's been, you know, he was here, what, 5, 6, 7 years? Since 2019 was the pitching coach?
Yeah.
So I just hope that that's not something we get down the line and go, man, that was a really a good stretch where we were developing young pitchers at a high clip.
And give the guy from the Mets credit. I think he did a pretty good job two years ago with a staff that probably overperformed based on what was expected out of them. So, you can say they have talent. We have talent. The biggest thing for us is figuring out a way to stay healthy and the rotation.
Any movement in the training staff, anything like that? No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to ask you, you know, because they did exercise Chris Sale's $18 million option. Do you think they like before we give you this, no diving for balls anymore? Mm. No, you cannot do that.
There's definitely probably a conversation.
I don't know how that would have went with Chris Sale. He seems like a personality, but like,
how about you kiss my ass?
Well, yeah. They're like, well, then don't pick it up. You don't have to pick it up. I mean,
there is always weird injuries in baseball. I mean,
he's been the product of a few of them.
There was a football player a few weeks ago that slipped at his house and hit his head. I can't remember who it was, but I was sitting there going, dude, it's just one of those things. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, what just happened?
Do you know what that does to me when you, I don't know this guy's name, but.
Oh, yeah, you start getting itchy over there. Don't do it, though.
But that's, and I would love to remind you that November 24th, 2025 is the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. You can join. Go to the 99 The Game website, click on the events page. Boom, you'll see a little link right there for it. You can go sign up. There are less than a handful of foursomes still available. Finley Roofing is the one of the proud sponsors. We have many, but they are one of the bigger ones that I should say. They've been a part of this now for 2 years, so proud to have them. And it's all benefiting a good cause, Allie.
Yeah, it's Pets for Vets, but I'm really glad you clarified what year this is happening because I was getting ready for 26. So yeah. It is this year. Just a few weeks away.
Nice little caveat.
Only a few spots left. Go to 929thegame.com, hit events, and you can go there. Again, it's all for a great cause, Pets for Vets.
We love them,
I mean, and we want to do some good.
You know, it's funny. The plethora of shots, unlimited shots at me, but, you know, Mike's over there fanboying with Rusty Manziel outside and misses the show, and he gets all, he goes, we can move on now.
Calling him out the entire time?
I know,
time
but we came in, he was like, oh, we can move on now. All right, speaking of moving on, I will be moving on to Germany here in a few hours, but before, I'm going to tell you about this. Charles Barkley, man, I'm not going to tell you that he's the best analyst in sports.
Analyst.
Personally, I would – Arch and I had this conversation the other day. I think one of the best in-game analysts
analyst
is John Smoltz. I'm a huge fan of what he does on the broadcast. I kind of like Troy Aikman. Some of his stuff. I'm a fan of Aikman. I love the Manning cast. They do it, but Barkley's pretty good. He's obviously pre and half and post. But he was talking, and he said talking about LeBron and when he wants LeBron to hang it up because of his legacy. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Look, I hope he leaves sooner than later because I hate to see great players out there struggling." And then he actually talked about his own timing. He was like, "Look, my last year, probably last 2 years, it was very frustrating and humiliating for me." And then he goes on to say, look, obviously LeBron is a greater player than me. There's no doubt. He's the greatest player I've ever seen after Michael and Kobe.
Wow.
And so he's like, I would love to see him get a farewell tour and then just walk away because of that. And whatever you think about LeBron, like, I don't like him. He didn't do this or he did that. There's no denying, you know, the decision and all that. He went and played with other great players. Whatever. There's no denying the greatness of LeBron. I think Charles nails it. Tom Brady was one of the few that I thought probably played too long, but it was still at such a high level, right? I mean, did we really need to see LeBron? I mean, Tom Brady at 45, it was more of an ego trip than anything because Tom was like, I'm going to play it on 45. So he literally did it to stick it to everyone that said he wouldn't. That's the only reason why he played to 45. It costs him stuff.
Everybody's like, man, he got his money taken in a crypto scandal. Like, that's the only reason he's playing. You know,
yeah.
Like, dude, all
yeah.
Right.
No, he did it because he said he was going to do it, and people said he wouldn't.
He had that whole series. It was Tom versus Time.
Yeah. I mean, it was – but he still played at a high level that it didn't – you don't look back but you look back at, like, Jerry Rice's career. Does anybody remember him playing in Seattle?
I just remember his hairline towards the end.
Yeah. Well,
a little bit rough.
So Jerry was not the same player at the end that he was.
No, he was not.
Before that. So it you can play too long. It is a thing. He said all this, by the way.
Ding.
On the Jim Rome show. So I just want to make sure they get credit for it. But I think Charles is spot on. He's so right about this. He's right about most of the things he says, especially NBA stuff. But this is just, he nails it. I think LeBron should get through this season, announce a retirement after the next season, and then make it because it's enough's enough.
It's hard to know, though. It's hard to know it's time to walk away, especially when millions of dollars are being thrown your way.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And also, he's playing with his son these days, or at least involved in the same thing. I don't know. I'm with you, though. I think there's definitely a law of diminishing returns on a legacy where you start getting to a point and you go, all right, dude. Yeah, it is. But, Tom versus Time, all I can think about is how Roger Clemens kept coming back and playing like half a season, and now that's a little bit more alarming, given all the stuff that's come out about him since then. But yeah, it is what it is.
The only thing I can think of is maybe he's like 41. He might be 42.
I think he's 42.
He's 40.
What?
I really
birthday is December 30th.
I really hope that he's not trying to like match Tom Brady and play till he's 45.
Oh, God, no. Please,
I can't deal with it. He hasn't even played this year yet, has he? I don't think so. Still got the sciatica.
Nope. Yeah.
So all right. Anyways, LeBron, there you have it. There's your orders. Do a farewell tour after, you know, next year and be done with it.
All right. We got to go. Bo's got a jet. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
ask for your food without the sauerkraut.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.